Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Follow us on Twitter, at Brian Lehrer, or on Facebook, Brian Lehrer, WNYC. And now call in on how the Super Bowl economy is working for you. Call 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Is your bar, is your restaurant, is your other business seeing a Super Bowl boom? The New York, New Jersey Super Bowl host committee says the region could generate a $600 million benefit because of the game. But the Associated Press says a $60 million gain would be a generous estimate, one-tenth as much. So what is your business seeing? Are there more seats being filled in your restaurants? And if you're throwing a Super Bowl party this weekend at an establishment, call in and tell your fellow Brian Lehrer Show fans. This is a free classified moment. Folks, if you own a business that is hoping to profit from the Super Bowl, we want our local businesses to do well. We do this around Christmas time. Now we're doing it around Super Bowl time. What are you doing for customers for the Super Bowl? Free classifieds of the air now at 212-433-WNYC. And so far, here we are on Thursday already. Are you getting the boom in the business that you were hoping for? 212-433-9692. And again, the AP reports that organizers of Super Bowl Boulevard in Midtown expect more than 1 million people to visit between now and Sunday. What about your business? What if you're not on Broadway in Midtown between Times Square and Herald Square? 212-433-9692. Is your apartment booked up on Airbnb? USA Today says hotel rates are dropping from where they were months ago. Prices for Manhattan rooms were once 90% above the seasonal average in anticipation of filling them all up for the Super Bowl week. Now they sit at 55%, still half again what they usually charge, but it's not 90%. So if you work at a hotel, what are you seeing? Call us and tell us what you are seeing at your business hoping to profit from the Super Bowl. And free classifieds of the air, if you are a Brian Lehrer Show listener with a business that hopes to profit from the Super Bowl, 212-433-9692. We'll take your reports, your classifieds, your stories right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we've got a board full of people from businesses hoping to profit on the Super Bowl or ready to shout out what they're going to do as a little free classifieds of the air for what you are hoping to attract customers with between now and Sunday. So let's start with Will in Englishtown. Will, you're on WNYC. Hello there.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Love you so. Long-time supporters of NPR, and thanks for the So we appreciate that.
Thanks. You own a store?
Yeah, we have a flea market. Actually, we work at Englishtown Flea Market.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's an awesome place. But we have an Army store there and collectibles, and my wife is Tibetan, so we have a Tibetan store there. So far, I haven't seen any business coming in, you know, related to Super Bowl, but we're hopeful, especially with we have a lot of, you know, like cold weather gear, and the military makes stuff the best, right? And of course, we promote this Made in America, which I think helps. But
so,
this weekend maybe we'll get some business in.
Give me an item, and it's not supposed to be that bad, but if the temperature is in the 30s at game time, that's cold enough for going to sit out there for, you know, 4 to 6 hours. So what is a good piece of warm weather gear that people may not have thought of that you're selling?
Wow. Well, we like the wool clothes. You know, the military makes a lot of Army wool clothing. And not so much wool, it gets wet, it stays warm. But like the parkas, the heavy jackets the military makes, great stuff. I mean, they're good enough for Afghanistan and Korea. Why not New Jersey?
All right. Will at the flea market in Englishtown. Will, good luck out there. Dennis in Soho. You're on WNYC. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you doing?
We're throwing a Chinese New Year slash Super Bowl party. And considering that it's the year of the horse, I guess we're going to have to go with the Broncos this year.
There you go, year of the horse. So how are you combining these themes?
Well, we our bar is right off of Chinatown. We kind of share between Little Italy, Soho, and Chinatown, so we like to embrace the whole neighborhood. So we figured Chinese New Year's this weekend and Super Bowl this weekend, and we're not anywhere near Times Square or any of the Super Bowl activities. We thought we'd combine both parties.
What's the name of your place?
O'Neill's Grand Street.
O'Neill's Grand Street. So now we know where it is, too. And are you talking about during the Super Bowl? This is a Super Bowl and Chinese New Year party during the game?
Yep, it's a combo, and everybody's into it. It should be a lot of fun.
How are your screens?
My screens?
Screens.
Oh, we have two. We have 55-inch in the bar, and we're putting another 55-inch in the dining room for the game.
All right. Well, happy year of the horse.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Ron in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
You have a place?
Yes, I have a Neapolitan pizza restaurant in Crown Heights at 781 Franklin Avenue. It's called Barbancino. Mm-hmm. And this is actually the fourth year where we will be in business for a Super Bowl, but the first year that we've decided to put up four large screen projection TVs, because I noticed the first 3 years my business was double on the Sundays that before and after the Super Bowl. We're kind of a dim lit candlelight place normally, but I decided for special events like the Super Bowl to put up the projection TVs.
How big is big?
Well, we have 67 inch. We have one that will be about 72 inch because it's on a white wall, and then we have a 55 inch that you can see from both sides. And in our party room downstairs, we have a 51 inch TV.
How many customers do you hold?
The full restaurant holds about 90. Mm-hmm. In the summer, we have a backyard that brings us up over 120, but we're not seating outside this weekend, obviously.
Barbancino in Crown Heights.
Yes, 781 Franklin Avenue.
Good luck, Ron. Thanks a lot. Adina in Manhattan. Cabby? Adina, you drive a cab?
Yes, sir. How you doing? How are you?
Good. You getting a Super Bowl bounce?
Don't believe the hype, sir. I've been driving the whole week in New York City. I have not picked up a single person who came in to watch Super Bowl or has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Thank God just for the locals who's keeping up busy with the cold and what have you. Other than that, I don't know where the billions of dollars these guys are talking in revenue. I mean, even the hotels, the doorman that I spoke to, they're complaining. I mean, you know, people using buses, and I just don't know where the fans are coming to watch. I have no idea.
What, you don't have a theory as to why these thousands of people who are here from Denver and Seattle aren't riding in your taxi?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to fly from somewhere else. I mean, I haven't seen anybody, even at the airport, the people that we've been picking back and forth, not even a single one of them coming for the Super Bowl. And I don't see anybody. I just don't know where they are. I mean, Honestly, this is, it's crazy.
Adina, thank you, and good luck out there. Carlos in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
Brian.
Good. Do you have a company?
Yes, it's called Doctors 24 Hours. What we do is we provide medical service to hotels.
Did you say Doctors 24 Hours?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And what we can do is we can have a physician actually doing a house call at the comfort of the hotel room within an hour since they call. So we have a phone number where they can call. It's 1-855-362-2447. It's a 1-800 number. And the person can give all the information, and then we can send, make sure that it's not a true emergency that we need to call 911. And if, the patient can wait an hour to be seen, then we send the doctor on the way.
That's interesting. And are you getting more business than you usually do?
Well, at this point, not yet, because people are not in the city yet. But we usually, we are year-round in New York and many other cities in the United States. But we see mainly international patients, so people who are traveling from abroad, tourists,
yes.
And we help them very quickly.
What do you charge for that?
Well, it depends. Mostly, we actually have to incentive our doctors to actually come and leave everything, whatever they're doing, to come and see the patients at the hotel room. So we normally charge a little bit more, but usually the travel insurances do cover for that, and they understand that, patients need to be seen as soon as possible. So we don't make them wait. We actually have a physician come over. And, in this case, most of the travelers, I assume that they're going to be domestic within the United States. So obviously we're going to have lower fees for them.
Carlos, thank you very much. Interesting service that I didn't know existed. But definitely ask them what they charge if you ever use that. Jimmy in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Well, I own a restaurant. It's in, they're in Harlem. They do very well. But I think the Super Bowl and the NFL, they decrease business.
Why?
Everyone stays home. Nobody wants to go out. I don't know if it was because of the weather or whatnot, but we saw our sales go drop a little bit.
Uh huh. Okay. And for the game, are you going to do anything, big screens or anything?
We actually were having an NFL player host a party. It's going to be a brunch party on Saturday and Sunday. He's an ex NFL player, so we have like special DJs coming in. We have three.
Who?
Screens.
Who? Tell me who.
Are you going to kill me? I don't know. I take more part. I'm more in the back office. I don't take part.
You don't know. All right. Where's the restaurant?
It's in Harlem, East Harlem. It's 2145 2nd Avenue, Ricardo Steakhouse.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good luck. We're going to give Joel in Brooklyn the last word. You're in an audio video store, Joel?
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is we actually did work for Ricardo's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We own an audio video company called All City Sound. And we do a lot of installation of audio gear, but for the Super Bowl, we're installing tons of projectors and flat screens for businesses all over New York.
And they're all going for it so they can try to attract a game to their multiple platform sound systems and video systems?
Exactly. And what's also interesting is Super Bowl is just the tip of the iceberg for us because so many places are preparing also for the Champions League that's coming up, the World.
And Joel, I'm so sorry, but you got it in there. We're out of time. Thanks for all your calls.